Very excited to be speaking with Chad Plamondon from Sparrow Blue, a local band in the Capital Region from St. Albert. Chad, thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes out of your day. I want to start at the beginning for Sparrow Blue. How did the band all come together?
Hi, thanks so much. The band kind of came together before my time, but it kind of just started with the two original guitar players just had some music and just kind of wanted to put some stuff together. They did a show and it sold out. They were kind of surprised and they just kept kind of getting asked questions like, when's the next one? When's the next one? So it just kind of snowballed into more shows, more sellouts and more fans. And then eventually an album and so forth into now where we're at now.
Can you describe where you're at now? Where do you think the band is compared to when they first started?
We've gotten a lot under our belt since then, especially since the pandemic and things have opened up again. We've had the chance to, we recorded an album in a studio that we built during the pandemic. We've had a chance to tour across Canada and the U.S. with it, playing festivals, you know, playing with our peers and people we look up to. So it's been really fantastic so far.
What do you think makes Sparrow Blue so unique and a band that people want to come and see?
I think we try to not really pigeonhole ourselves or pigeonhole our fans. We like to be a fun time, a party band where you can just kind of come out, rock out, and just enjoy yourself. We're not trying to create any division amongst like our politics or our viewpoints. It's just about coming together, feeling the music, and enjoying rock and roll.
Absolutely. We all love enjoying some rock and roll. And you've got some shows coming up here locally. You've got one coming up on September the 5th. Can you talk a little bit about your live shows that are coming up?
Yeah, we're super excited. We haven't done a hometown show in a little while, so we're excited to be coming off a U.S. tour to come back and do that. Like you said, on September 5th, we're playing with a couple other great local bands called You, Me, and Zach and Future Down. The Pier Casino itself is a great venue for us to play. We've played there a few times and they treat us fantastically. The crowd reception is always great. The stage show is great. We like to really give it all we got for our hometown fans and just bring a little bit extra something special, I guess. We're very excited for that. And then we are actually announcing it publicly today that we are in fact going on back to the U.S. here in September for a West Coast run for a few weeks or a month or so. And we're really excited for that as well.
Well, what does that mean, Chad, to play the hometown show, but then also to have the recognition to be able to go down to the United States and play on the West Coast? That's got to be a good feeling.
It really is. This is our first year of touring outside of Canada. So we were still kind of in shock of it. And like the support we got the last time we went down to the States was fantastic. We're excited to go out again. And then even just coming home, the support we've gotten from friends, family, and fans has been nothing short of incredible. So it's been, you know, these are dreams kind of coming true. We didn't really know how far this band would go, and it's taking us further than we expected almost every day.
And for somebody who might be coming to this September 5th show or any of the upcoming spots that you have on your tour, what does a Sparrow Blue live show look like or sound like?
Yeah, that's a great question. No two shows are the same. We're pretty unscripted with our shows. We like to change up the set list most nights and just kind of feed off the energy, feed off the crowd, be spontaneous, and just have a lot of fun. We're a rowdy, chaotic rock and roll band, and we don't like to play to tracks or play to clicks and stuff like that. It's just honest, rock, real thick rock and roll is what we call it.
That's a great slogan. I love that. And just before I let you go here, Chad, what do you got coming up here? I know we just talked about the tour, but is there anything that you can share with us over the next few months here for Sparrow Blue that you guys got going on?
It's been a heavy year of touring. We're hoping once this wraps up, this year of touring, we've been writing, so hoping we can get into the studio, record a few more singles and get those out and then head back out on the road again.
Perfect. And where can people be updated with all things Sparrow Blue? Where can they find you?
We're on all the social medias, Sparrow Blue Official on Instagram. We've got a website, sparrowblue.ca. You can sign up to our newsletter. We're on all the streaming services as well if you want to check us out. And yeah, the radio stations like you guys.
Perfect. Well, we will keep everything Sparrow Blue in mind as it's coming up here again. You got a local show, the Pure Yellowhead Casino, on September the 5th, and then you're going to the United States. Chad, thank you so much for this, and best of luck with everything moving forward.
Thank you so much.